Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Sunday of the Passion, Palm Sunday, Year B. The readings for the Liturgy of the Passion, Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9a. Psalm 31, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 11, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verse 1 to chapter 15, verse 49. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of Your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all Your people of every age, and in every place. Lord, we come as Your family, for You are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Savior, and Lord. Amen. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God, who came ruined by sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Lord, on this Passion Sunday, we gather to hear again the message of the cross. Though we have heard it so many times before, may we hear it today with wonder, amazement, and joy, as if we are hearing it for the first time. Make us aware of the cost of healing our relationship with You. Teach us the cost of forgiveness. Show us the depth of Your love. Awaken our desire to kneel at the foot of the cross and challenge us by the sacrifice of Your Son. In His name, Amen. The hymn, Enter into Jerusalem, CPWI 303.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for Palm Sunday, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, giving us the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son Jesus to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Journey to the Cross. The Journey to the Cross. While it takes place in the life and ministry of Jesus, the journey to the cross was lived out by the prophet Isaiah in today's Old Testament reading. While the prophet's words were directed to his immediate situation, they have implications for Jesus' journey to the cross. In Isaiah chapter 40, the prophet announced that the Lord is about to do a new thing. He writes, "See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him, and his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep." Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 and 11. This new thing will result in the restoration of all creation. Isaiah identifies a suffering servant of the Lord. Our Old Testament reading today represents one of the passages that refers to the suffering servant, which many identified with as reflecting the suffering and death of Jesus. The servant declares, "The Lord has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he awakens my ear to listen as those who are taught." Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. While the Lord is about to do a good thing, it will not be accepted by all. Most likely, the servant will be opposed by his own people. The servant will be humiliated. Isaiah reports, "I will give my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pull out my beard. I did not hide my face from insults and spitting." Verse 5. However, the servant does not back down in the face of persecution. He does not retaliate violently or submits passively. He is vindicated by the Lord. "The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I shall set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near." Verse 7. In spite of great persecutions, the servant continues to trust God and faithfully lives out his calling, knowing that in the end he will be vindicated. In the Gospels, Jesus predicts his own suffering and death with the conviction that God would vindicate him by raising him from the dead. Mark reports, "Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again." Mark chapter 8, verse 31. The journey of Jesus to the cross was one that contained a wide range of human emotions: celebrations, betrayal, denial, rejection, political pressure, deceit, cruelty, loyalty, forgiveness, and love. All vindicated by the power of God. Jesus enters Jerusalem in triumph. He rides in on the back of a colt as he processes into Jerusalem as a victorious king. He has established the kingdom of God by teaching, healing, driving out unclean spirits, pronouncing forgiveness of sins, affirming faith, and socializing with tax collectors and sinners. He enters Jerusalem on a donkey, not to show power and authority, but to demonstrate humility. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He will be hailed as the King of the Jews by his enemies, and his throne will be a cross and his crown of thorns. The chief priests and scribes are looking to arrest Jesus and clandestinely kill him, but they fear a riot. So Jesus continues to socialize with tax collectors and sinners in the house of Simon the leper. As he sat at table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment of nard, and she broke open the jar and poured the ointment on his head. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Jesus interpreted that act as, "She has anointed my body beforehand for my burial." Mark chapter 14, verse 8. In the meantime, Judas arranges to betray his master for money. As Jesus, the Lamb of the New Covenant, eats the Passover meal with his disciples, he points out to them, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." Mark chapter 14, verse 18b. Of course, they all affirm, "Surely not I." While at the table, the Lamb of God instituted the memorial of his sacrifice. Mark records, "While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, this is my body.' Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it. He said to them, 'This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.'" Mark chapter 14, verses 22 to 24. As they left the Passover meal and went out to the Mount of Olives, singing, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Truly I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. Verse 30. Of course, Simon vehemently responds, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same. Verse 31. Jesus prays in the Garden of Gethsemane while his disciples sleep. There his betrayer identifies him with a kiss. Even as he is arrested, Jesus carries out an act of healing by restoring the heir of the slave of the high priest. Jesus stands before the Jewish council to hear false witnesses speak against him. He makes it easy for them when he breaks his silence when asked by the high priest, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power, coming with the clouds of heaven." Mark chapter 14, verses 61b and 62. With that, they accuse him of blasphemy. In the meantime, Peter was fulfilling the words of Jesus by denying him three times before the cock crew twice. Peter broke down and wept. Jesus was taken before Pilate because the Jews could not give a sentence of death. Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "If you say so." After that, Jesus was silent. Like a lamb, he was led to the slaughter and uttered not a word. Pilate released Barabbas, who was arrested for murder during the insurrection, and sentenced Jesus to be crucified. The soldiers tortured and humiliated Jesus, who uttered not a word. Jesus was crucified with two other individuals, one on his right and the other on his left. He was on the cross for 6 hours, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. when, with a cry, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, why have you forsaken me?" he breathed his last. It took a Gentile to get it right. In Jesus' weakest moment, the centurion recognizes that Jesus, who Jesus is, and declares, "Truly, this man is the Son of God." Mark chapter 14, verses 39b. That would be Mark chapter 15. In Mark's gospel, the centurion is the only person to recognize and acknowledge Jesus as the Son of God. Demons knew him. God affirmed him, but only one centurion would see it. Jesus is taken down from the cross and buried in a new tomb, hewed out of the rock, and a stone was placed at the entrance. That was Friday. Sunday was still to come. Let us therefore reflect on the fact that ours was the suffering he bore, ours the pain he endured. Jesus suffered and died for us. The hymn writer Cecil Francis Alexander reminds us, "We may not know, we cannot tell, what pains he had to bear, but we believe it was for us. He hung and suffered there. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood." Jesus undertook the painful journey to the cross for us. What plans do we have to contribute to God's work and God's will as disciples of Christ in the world. Amen. Let us pray. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the King who rides on the colt of a donkey. We lay before you our lives dedicated to your service. Give your church grace to sing your praises in word and deed. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the servant King. We lay before you the decisions and choices we must make. Give us grace to use the power we have for the benefit of all. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, friend of rich and poor. We lay before you our friendships and those we find difficult to be with. Give us grace to delight in intimacy shared. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, suffering servant. We lay before you the sick and dying. Give us hope to find a voice to sing your praise. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, crucified King. We lay before you all who have died. Give eternal life to all whose trust is in you. Give thanks to the Lord. His mercy endures forever. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 1589. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, were you there when they lay? me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Whether with hatred, let us so love. Whether it's injury, pardon. Whether it's doubt, faith. Whether it's despair, hope. Whether it's darkness, light. And whether it's sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we pray that you will graciously, we pray you graciously to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners and to suffer death upon the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus sanctify us and keep us from all evil. May he drive far from us all hurtful things and purify both our souls and bodies. May he bind us to himself by the bond of love, and may his peace abound in our hearts. Amen. We wish you a very holy week. We pray that as we journey with Jesus to the cross, we will have an indeed a spiritually rewarding experience. And may you experience God's blessings. We end with the hymn Majesty, CPWI 8. for it.